the Lord of Lords, power and strength to the Lord of Lords, power and strength to the Lord of Lords.
Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. What did Jesus mean when he affirmed that he was the truth? Do you believe Jesus is the truth? Pilate was the Roman governor who ordered Jesus' crucifixion. When Jesus told Pilate that he had come to bear witness to the truth, Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" But Pilate did not allow Jesus to answer that question. Like Pilate, do you ask what is truth? Are you a better listener than was Pilate?
You are listening to The Voice of Truth with Larry Murdock, brought to you by Churches of Christ from around the world.
There is a lot of falsehood in the world, and especially in religion. In fact, religion is a fertile ground for falsehood. Well, why is that the case? Shouldn't religion always be truthful? Isn't religion always the closest thing to God? Instead of truthful clarity, the religions of the world produce confusion and distrust in God. Well, that's the author's purpose. Satan is the author, and Satan is the father of lies, and he is the father of false religions. Since Satan cannot eradicate religion, he multiplies false religion. Satan is the author of the false religions of the world. Satan has not been very successful with atheism. Oh, sure, there are many atheists. Relatively speaking, there are but few true atheists in the world. You see, God's creation speaks too loudly of the existence of Almighty God. Therefore, Satan's next best attack is to manufacture false religions, religions that acknowledge the existence of the supernatural but distorts that belief into something false. For instance, many religions believe in multiple gods, both male and female. They create a god or a goddess for every phenomenon that they see or experience in the world. So there's a god of water, and a god for the earth, and a god for the sky. There is a god of this mountain, and a goddess of that mountain. There is a god for this valley, and a god for that valley. Satan has succeeded in deceiving many peoples of the world into believing in a multitude of gods. However, the truth is that there is only one God. The Hebrew prophet Malachi said to his countrymen, "Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers?" Malachi 2, verse 10. Well, Malachi correctly believed that the one God of heaven had made an agreement with the people that the people were not keeping. The great cry of the Old Testament scriptures is the fact that there is but one God. The old prophet Jeremiah warned the Israelites against following false gods. He said, "Don't follow the customs of those nations who become frightened when they see something strange happen in the sky. Their religion is worthless. They chop down a tree, carve the wood into an idol, cover it with silver and gold, and then nail it down so it won't fall down. An idol is no better than a scarecrow. It can't speak. It has to be carried. It can't walk. Why worship an idol that cannot help or harm you? Our Lord, great and powerful, you alone are God. You are King of the nations. Everyone should worship you. No human anywhere on earth is wiser than you. Idols are worthless, and anyone who worships them is a fool. Idols are made by humans. A carver shapes the wood. A metal worker hammers out a covering of gold. And then the idol is dressed in blue and purple clothes. You, O Lord, are the only true and living God. You will rule for all time. When you're angry, the earth shakes and the nations are destroyed. You told me to say that idols did not create the heavens and the earth, and that you, the Lord, will destroy every idol. With your wisdom and power, you created the earth and spread out the heavens. Every man is stupid and without knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to shame by his idols, for his images are false, and there is no breath in them. They are worthless, a work of delusion. At the time of their punishment, they shall perish." This is Jeremiah chapter 10, beginning at verse 14. Friends, Satan is the author of idolatry. That's right. It is false religion to trust in that which is made by the hands of men. But you know, Satan has also deceived many people who worship only one God. That's right. Satan cannot smother the idea that God is one. Satan cannot completely eliminate that truth. But he can twist that truth and make a false religion out of it. Jesus' apostle Paul pointed this out when he wrote to the Galatians in chapter 1. Paul said that even the gospel of Christ could be turned into something false. There were preachers in Paul's day who were starting with the message of Christ, but ending up with something false. I am astonished, Paul said, that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:6-8. Yes, Paul was certain that what he preached came from Christ. What some others were preaching, however, had come from Satan through human thinking. Yes, Satan can influence human thinking. Do you remember what happened to the first woman? The Lord God put the first man in a garden that was called Eden. The garden needed someone to tend it, and God gave his creation, Adam. God told Adam, "You may eat fruit from any tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you will surely die." Genesis 2:15-16. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Genesis 2:18. And so God created Eve. She and Adam were at home in the garden God had prepared. She, too, learned of God's prohibition. But Satan began to influence the thinking of the woman. He began to appeal to the fleshly desires that any human being has. With his words, Satan confused Eve's thinking. Satan made God's prohibition sound selfish and ridiculous. But Satan's solution sounded so inviting and so rational, Satan lied. Eve believed the lie, and so she was led to disobey God's rule. Human religious thinking is still influenced today by Satan. That's right. So much of God's revealed religion of Jesus Christ has been twisted into something unrecognizable. For instance, where in God's New Testament revelation do you read about the sprinkling of babies? But yet sprinkling babies is a regular practice in some so-called Christian religions. Where in the New Testament of Jesus Christ do you read of clergy and laity and the distinction between those two? But yet the majority of so-called Christian churches practice this devilish government. Where in the New Testament do you read of orders or catechisms or church rituals or a sacred calendar for the year? All of these practices have come from the minds of human beings, encouraged, of course, by Satan. All of these practices are the indications, friends, of false religions, and there are many, many more. This is the way that Satan has operated throughout human history. The Apostle Paul affirmed that there were in his day false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, Paul said, for even Satan himself disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Their end will correspond to their deeds. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. Friends, there is a judgment awaiting those who preach and practice false religion. What is the truth? The Holy Scriptures are the only means that we have of distinguishing between true religion and false religion. That's right. If you do not believe and trust your Bible, then you have no standard by which to measure religion. Jeremiah said, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his own steps." Jeremiah 10:23. It is no wonder, then, that we hear people commending all the religions of the world. Those people are eclectic. That is, they believe that there is something good in all the religions of the world, Well, of course there is. Don't you know that Satan would have it no other way? Satan doesn't want to do away with all the good of the religions. He simply wants to mix his evil in with the goodness. How else could he influence people? There must be a measure of goodness in his lying, because people are looking for goodness. And so Satan must disguise himself as an angel of light, because people would rather hear from an angel of light. Satan disguises himself when, in fact, he is the prince of darkness and the father of lies. Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus Christ is the truth because he has told the truth and exposed lies. After Jesus had walked on the water to his disciples' boat, they worshipped him and said, "Of a truth, you are the Son of God." Matthew 14:33. Jesus' marvelous miracles verified who he was. Although Satan disguises himself, he will never have the power of the Son of God. On one occasion, Jesus prayed, "Father, glorify your name." Well, a voice from heaven responded, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Jesus then said to the startled crowd, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." John 12:30-32. Friends, as long as we listen to the truth of Jesus Christ, we need not fear the prince of this world and his false religions. As long as we listen to the truth of Jesus Christ, we can overcome the falsehoods of the prince of this world. Friends, you will find that truth exclusively in the pages of the Holy Bible.
You have been listening to The Voice of Truth with Larry Murdock, brought to you by Churches of Christ from around the world. You may wish to view our website at www.voiceoftruth.us. That's www.voiceoftruth.us. May God bless you, and thank you for listening to The Voice of Truth.
Power and strength to the Lord of Lords. Power and strength to the Lord.